I'd normally say Cooper. But then I'm from the north. I had an interesting...
Cooper,
Cooper?
I call it chicken coop, C-O-O-P.
And I call it a coop.
Chicken coop?
Yeah. I talked to a man over in the eastern part of the state, and I asked him about this name.
Yeah.
I want to see how people pronounce
yes.
it.
Yes.
And he said, oh yeah, we have a family down here, a family of Coopers.
Yeah.
You know, he's kind of funny. He calls himself Cooper.
Oh, yeah. I've had people pronounce my name. Used to have two N's on it, but after they moved to Texas from Iowa, they dropped off one N.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it used to be spelled.
Let's see some more terms here. If my mother had a sister, she would be...
My aunt.
Well, to me.
Uh-huh.
Well, if my mother had a sister, she'd be... Whose aunt?
Your aunt.
Uh-huh. And if my father had a brother named William, he'd be...
Uncle Bill,
or if
Uncle Will.
Mm-hmm. Or if we wanted to be real formal, we'd say he's Uncle...
William.
Uh-huh.
William, uh-huh, yeah. Will. A lot of people are named Will.
Yeah, my dad was Willie.
Yes.
What was General... oh, dear. What was Eisenhower's title before he became president?
Well, I suppose he's General Eisenhower, wasn't he?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And who presides over the county court here?
County judge.
Uh-huh.
Eisenhower was, my son was under him in the war.
Well, did you see that thing on television last night about D-Day?
No, I didn't see it.
So that was a dandy.
It was.
I liked it.
Well, I think I go to sleep pretty much on programs and I'm here myself.
Oh. Well, I rather resented that they didn't say the Air Force had been working before D-Day.
Yeah.
They talked about these people lounging around England and all that stuff. I got shot the day before D-Day.
Yeah. You got shot?
Yeah.
Where'd you get shot at?
In an airplane over France.
Oh, that's, oh yes, you was a pilot.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Maybe they didn't even mention
no,
it.
No, he didn't
Force
mention
was
it. Well, listen, the English, my son was real peeved at them. They just made out like the English won the war, you know, to him. When he was over, they put him, sent him over to England. He got sick. He had he just was exhausted, and he just passed out one night when he was talking on the telephone. They sent him to England for a month to recuperate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, hear them tell it, why they were the ones doing everything. They were kind of haughty people.
Yeah. Well, they did make a great contribution, but they certainly didn't do it by themselves.
No. Oh, yes, when they'll never get over what they've done, Kirk, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, getting back after their big mistake.
Yeah.
Well, what would you call a person who's going to school?
Student.
Mm-hmm. And a woman who works in an office and takes dictation?
Secretary.
Mm-hmm. Nationalities, you'd say you are not a Canadian, not a Mexican, but...
American.
Mm-hmm. Are there any people around here who've recently come in of other nationalities?
You mean immigrants?
Uh-huh. I was just wondering if there's any foreign population.
No, I don't know of any.
Any Indians?
Not very, down Little Axe, of course, there's quite a bunch of Indians, but not near us. Never had any Indian neighbors or anything.